Hey guys, what is up? It's High Raider Haru, and now today we are back with Rework. And if you're new here, it's a series, it's a book series, where basically I read this book called Rework. It's about business, could also help you in life in general, and yeah, that's basically it. Follow this podcast if you want to continue listening to this series almost every day, basically. And we've done it for the past like 3-4 days, and it's been going well, fortunately. And I also have a YouTube, Instagram, and I have a Twitch, if you did not know. All of them are High Raider Haroon. Go check them out on each one. And don't mind if you follow or subscribe to each of them. And like when I stream. I stream randomly, so you're going to want to keep an eye on Twitch especially. Anyway, today we're doing a chapter called Competitors. Don't copy. Sometimes copying can be a part of the learning process, like when you see an art student replacing a painting in the museum, or a drummer playing along John Bonham's solo on Led Zeppelin's Moby Dick. It's a name, by the way. When you're a student, this sort of imitation can be a helpful tool on the right path, discovering your own voice. Unfortunately, business area is usually more nerfious. Maybe it's because of the copy and paste world we live in these days. You can steal someone's work, images, or code instantly, and that means that's trying to attempt build a business by being a copycat. That's the formula for failure, though. The problem with this sort of copyright is it skips understanding, and understanding is how you grow. You have to understand why something works or why something is the way it is. When you just copy and paste, you miss that. You just repurpose that layer instead of understanding all the layers underneath. So much of an original creator puts into something is invisible. It's buried beneath the surface. The copycat doesn't really know why something looks the way it looks, or feels the way it feels, or reads the way it reads. The copy is a copy finish. It delivers no substance, no understanding, and nothing to base future decisions on. Plus, if you're a copycat, you can never keep up. You're always in a passive position. You never leave. You always follow. You give birth to something that's already behind the times. Just a knockoff, an inferior version of the original, that's no way to live. How would you do if you're copying someone? If someone else is the bulk at work, if you're copying, be influenced, but don't steal. That's going to do it, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this video podcast. Smash like. Like I said, I have an Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch. I want to keep an eye on those because I might post randomly, especially for Twitch. I can do it randomly at any time. And videos on YouTube, well, you can check them out when you want to. Anyway, I'll see you guys later. See you on the next episode of Rework. See you later.